Hello. You're tuned in to Super Art Creator Talk, episode 4.
Today, we have, well, he goes by Remy, but his name is Jean-Remy Monet.
Oh, that's really good.
You know what I'm saying? I represent, man. And he is an actor, a director, a producer. So please give it up for Jean-Remy Monet.
Jean-Remy Monet, that's really good. I think you have some French in you. Roll those tongues, right? Jean-Remy Monet. Thank you, man. Thank you for inviting me here. And this is great. This is fun. I'm, you know, especially doing it with you guys. We've been friends for a while, meeting on the set, movies and stuff. And now to bring me here, it's an honor. Thank you for asking me.
Thanks, man. Thank you. And yes, on the movie set, Time Crunch, you know, which is a short Afrofuturistic style superhero movie that we just finished. And both of these gentlemen I had the pleasure of working with. But that's not what we're here to talk about right now.
No, why not? What everything, man. That's part of my life, too. You know, I was in it, so it's all about.
But let's talk about some of the next couple projects you have coming up that
Right to the next one. He doesn't care about the past, right? Okay, fine with me.
We can, but you know, I mean, you know.
I guess time crunch is going forward. It's going forward. Exactly. So I guess it goes right to time crunch. I've been doing a lot, you know, especially in the last, you know, few years. I retired from the state after 30 years and last year, and I was doing my, you know, still focusing on the art, doing my theater, performing, acting, producing and directing. And now I get a chance to do it full time. And I'm working every day even harder, but I'm enjoying what I do. It's my own thing. And, you know, working in the community and bringing in new actors, working actors, putting meaningful work out there. And now I'm going to continue doing that. Until I'm not on this earth anymore, and that's very important to me to work with people like you, Jermaine, and that's doing great things, you know, yourself. So it's a pleasure. I'm now directing a show for Confetti Stage, The Mountaintop. It's about Martin Luther King, the day before he died. And I don't want to say a lot about it, but it's very powerful. It's very funny. And then the next big production, I'm also the founder and the artistic director of the Black Theater Troupe of Upstate New York. That's important to say.
It's very
That's my
important.
Life right now.
Yeah,
so
yeah, it's very
if
important.
I'm here, I don't say anything about that, then no. So, and our next big production with the Black Theater Troupe, and we're doing a play called Camp Logan. If you Google Houston Riot, the play is about black soldiers that was based in Camp Logan in Houston, Texas, and in 1917, and they were being there training to go to the war in Europe, and then, but because they were black, they were being harassed by the local white and the police, and then there was a riot, and they ended up hanging 20 black soldiers. So the play is based on that, and I'm directing it. So that's.
I mean, it sounds like you have your cast already.
I have.
Ready. So I'm sorry. Maybe the next production. But.
Maybe the next production. Did I try? Did I call you for?
Look, brother, you didn't, but it's okay.
Oh, I called for something else. Yeah. You turned me down. Yes. That's probably why I didn't call you for Camp Logan. You turned me down the first time. I'm calling you again. No. I know. That's not true. Because you know, we're busy. We got a lot of things.
We are.
But I know. Once you have some time,
yeah,
you know, I'd love to work with you.
We will collaborate. Yeah. But the reason why I asked that though is because I know you probably keep a database of people to work with, so people can probably email you to just say that, hey, I'm around, and if you're looking for something, right?
Yes, you can always like our page, a Black Theater Troupe page. You can send me a friend request, and then
on Facebook.
On Facebook,
okay,
and then just so you all know what we're doing, and you can even send me a message. And if you're interested, we're always looking for new actors. This is why I started this Black Theater Troupe, trying to promote diversity and bring more people of color on the local stage. So don't worry if you don't have any experience, we'll work with you. That's what we do. And there's no money involved. You can pay me later.
That's right. You get paid in experience.
Exactly.
But also to expand upon that is that it is a Black theater troupe, but there are times where we need white actors as well. So don't shy out.
It's a Black theater troupe, but that's why I say that first. We're very diverse. And hey, you know, we're Black, but we also have white people in our life. And theater is an imitation of life. So our shows are very diverse. And it's called the Black Theater Troupe because we try to give the people of color a chance to play some major roles and to train you.
Yes, indeed.
But any stories about Black, there's white. And I use those plays. You know, we've been doing a lot of plays. And we have all races, or Black and white. Camp Logan has white in it. Last show we did in the Nice Cities, I think you saw it.
Yes, I saw it.
At Siena College.
It was wonderful.
It's a cast of two, a white and a Black actors. So we're very diverse. So don't stay away because you're white.
Right.
Because, I want
we're not accusing you. I just want you to know you can get it. And you know, the troupe is funded. So, you know, if you want to donate to it,
exactly,
your time, your money, that's always appreciated as well.
Thank you, man.
Right?
Yes. Definitely. We're always looking for volunteers, and if they come and you don't want to volunteer, you want to give us some money, we'll take it to us.
Right. I mean, if that's all you can do,
that's all you can do. Exactly. Yeah, we're 501c3. We're not for profit. So, definitely would love, if you're interested, come join us. And whether as actor or, to work backstage and we're looking for people, costume, stage managers, assistant director, and to be on the crew. We're looking for board members. So come join us.
Oh, all right. You hear that commercial, yeah. So I'm going to have my co-host Mark start with that first question as we put Remy on the hot seat.
On the hot seat.
The first question is one that I'm sure you've been asked since you retired. I'm also in retirement, but the transition from going to do your day job to act, sometimes even when you're younger, you have to have a day job. Sometimes.
Yes, yes.
As an
to pay for the night job, to pay for the art, the theater. Yeah.
Can you explain a little bit on the difference in what an actor should focus on? That they know that they have to go to work during the day, but their love, they do the day job, but their love is to do their art.
Right.
Can you go into a little bit of that and how you look at art from someone who is just starting out, which haven't reached that high level yet?
Right.
And they have to do both.
Well, first thing I work with new actors all the time, actors who have full-time job or no job at all. First thing I tell them, the art, or if it's a play, it may call a play, but it's not a game. Okay?
Right.
So a lot of people think, I want to do theater, but you need to know it's a big commitment. Okay? It's a big commitment because there's a lot of things involved. And just keep that in mind if you want to start and you want to get into the art. Since I'm more into theater, I'm going to focus on that. And that's all I know. I don't know anything about music or all the things. So if you want to get involved in theater, and just know it's a commitment. And when, for example, people don't understand. Like, for example, there's a lot of people in my family, who still don't understand why I cannot make, my sister's birthday because I'm in a show, and on that same Friday.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. That's where the commitment come, and I can't just decide to take that night off, okay? And a lot of people don't understand that. They think, take it just a play, okay? But it's not. So that's where the commitment comes in. Sometimes you don't get to spend time with family on a weekend, on a birthday, and you need people to support you. And if that's your passion, you have to think about that before you commit it to be cast in a show, and the next thing you drop out. When I call Brother Jermaine there to be in a play, but he understood that it's a commitment. He couldn't do it, so he had to tell me, so Brother Remy, maybe next one.
Yes,
because it's pretty bad to decide to drop out and then we have to start all over again. So as an actor, if you have a full-time job, and it's even harder because I remember coming in, driving from New Paltz, New York. I live in Albany, driving in the snow. Okay, take me 3 hours because of bad weather. Mm-hmm. I'm getting home at 3. It's an hour and 15 minute ride, you know. But I'm getting home at 3 in the morning. Okay, and I remember getting home. I parked my car right in front of my apartment. I was so tired. I never made it inside my house. I parked the car. Next thing I know, I fell asleep in the car. It was 7 in the morning.
Oh, man.
And then I had to go to work that morning.
That morning.
Okay? And I go inside, take a shower, and go to work. Mm. So all this thing, if you're not ready to be in the art, you have a full-time job. You have to be willing. You have to know that, you know, you're going back to work the next day after a show. You never had any sleep. If that's not something you can handle, you're not ready for it.
Yep.
Okay? So it's tough. It's hard. But if you want to take the challenge, it's worth it because I worked 30 years with the state and I'm doing theater part-time and I stayed. Another thing, don't quit your job, okay? And thinking if you just started, you know, because if you're one of those lucky ones, you can win the lottery, one of the lucky ones, and then you made it in one shot to get to Hollywood before, you know, after working a week. Hey, good luck to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't quit your job and trying to get to the art. Yeah, keep your job because you're gonna need that job to pay for everything, for all that. Okay, and just know that you have to be patient and work because for me, for example, I worked 30 years and I stayed with it while I'm doing theater part time. Now it feels so great that now I retired. And I still stayed with, doing my theater thing. I retired now. I had all those experience. I never gave up because that's my passion.
Yeah.
Okay. That was my passion. Theater is my passion. Directing, producing is my passion. Now I get a chance to do it full time after I retired. I can continue doing it. I'm not starting all over.
Right.
Okay. So, to answer your question, it is a big commitment. Stay with it if that's what you want to do. Don't give up. Don't let anybody tell you can't do it because I'm a little Haitian boy, where people were telling me if I don't change my accent, I'm not going to get any. If I don't change my accent, I'm not going to get any part. But that's all I wanted to hear because don't tell me I can't do anything.
That's right.
Because I'm going to show you that I'm not going to let stupid language stop me from living my passion. And you know what? I'm doing more than those people who are telling me that I can't do it. Okay. I'm doing more. I am in a podcast with Brother Jermaine here. Okay. All right. So if I didn't work hard to get there, to get there, and I'm still not there. I'm not even a quarter of the way, but I feel like right now things are going really well. And then the fact that Brother Jermaine asked me to come in to talk about my story and what I'm doing, it's an honor. And thank you for doing that. Thank you. So yeah, kids, the brothers out there, because we have to work hard to be there. Nobody's gonna do it, and for you, you have to work hard yourself and to succeed in whatever you want to do, but you cannot be lazy.
Oh, that's
you cannot let the snow stop you. Really,
snow, the rain,
the snow. Yes,
I love how you brought that up. The sacrifice that goes into this. A lot of people see the glory, and they don't realize the glory is only really about 10% of the whole process.
Yes.
And when you talked about pulling up to your car and falling asleep. When I was doing a documentary on Standing Rock, when that was all gone and Fighting the Pipeline, I mean, I was in the Dakotas. It was freezing, and I had to sleep in my car.
Right.
You know what I mean? For two or three nights, and that was and I'm not complaining about it, but it's like that wasn't in my plan.
Right.
You know exactly. What I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
So I had to do that. But yes, the sacrifice and giving people good advice in that
right.
It is a lottery to get in a business and right. Just make it in a way where you can live off that, your art.
Right.
But also, too, on another flip to that is that this year you may be able to live off your art.
Right.
It doesn't mean that next year
right.
You'll be
exactly.
Able to live off
yep.
Your art.
Yeah. Look, I was doing a few movies, which is where, we yeah. Better, I would say, driving the boondock in a van, we run on the, and then we have an empty tank, and then we're driving, and then it's dark. I remember that.
Yes.
That was scary.
That was
so,
scary.
Don't let, people tell you, what you can do. Sacrifice and don't give up. I lived it, and you can take it from me, and just take it seriously. And you never know who's watching. Even if you have one line in a play or in a movie or just standing there as a background in a movie, it's all building your resume, okay? Never say no for a small part.
Yep.
So,
if you can afford to do it. If you can
right.
Do it.
Yeah.
And that's important too, because sometimes you're on set, like when I was with Jermaine, and you're in a car, and you have camera behind you, you have a microphone in front of you, and you may say the same one sentence or even a word
mm-hmm.
maybe 50 times till they get it right.
Right.
So it's being involved in an environment that may take a long time. I remember one time I was doing a play, and I slept on the floor overnight
mm-hmm.
because the rehearsal lasted to 3 mm-hmm. in the morning.
Yep.
And so, yes, you're right. It's a commitment.
Right.
And you have to be able to give your heart, your soul, your body, your mind.
Right, right. Yes. Yeah.
To whatever the production is, whatever the art is, whether it's television, radio,
yeah.
Theater arts, you have to give everything.
Right.
At that point in time, when the director, when the producer wants you to do that.
Right,
so
exactly.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't get that, don't understand that.
They don't, yeah. What your question earlier, when I lost my thought,
mm-hmm.
you say, I think it's coming back to me now. But you never know. You may be doing really good now.
Right, right.
And then you don't know whether you're going to get the next gig for, to get another $400 to pay your rent,
right.
Part of your rent.
Right, exactly.
Okay. And I can give you that as a good example. I was doing really good getting, background, getting part for a few years. Okay. And then I was then I had to become SAG. It's been a few months now. I haven't had any call. Okay. I said, what's going on here? I was getting more job before I become SAG. No call at all.
And we're not knocking SAG, but we're
But that's the way it is.
A reality.
There will be a time where with SAG, you'll get a call every day. I'm just giving you those things happen. I don't want you to be disappointed.
Right. And so it's almost like this. I mean, when you rise, because SAG is showing that you've been working a
right.
lot, and you rose kind of in your profession
right.
to a point where they're saying, hey, you've been in these professional productions,
right.
We want you to join. But what happens is when you're reinventing, you're starting over again,
right? Right.
Because when you're not in a professional acting organization, you can just do everything and
right,
anything.
Right. Yeah.
And then once you, it's like getting a license now, and you're going, wait, I can only do licensed things now.
Right. Yeah.
So you're starting from a whole nother realm.
Right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. But at the same time, becoming SAG as a kid, to get there, to actually have a card, that's like, I don't even know. It's like a dream. Okay, mm-hmm. Whether I get a job or not, but I work hard to get there, to get that.
That's right.
Okay, so it's, sometimes I have to say to myself, wow, did I really get that card? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier. It's because me and Brother Jermaine mm-hmm. driving hours and hours
yes.
in upstate New York and in Hudson, in the rain, in the cold, we never complain because we know we're working for something,
mm-hmm.
and if we don't take it seriously, then we're not going to get there. You're not going to get any call if you didn't take it seriously from the last gig you get, because, you know, that's how you get respect and that's how you get more job. And yet, since I have my side card, I guess I've been spoiled. I was getting a lot of call from casting agent, but I'm not really going after anything yet. So I can't blame it all.
Right, because
I've been so busy, don't have time to go, you know, out to audition. But I know once I decided to go, you know, things will change. And then, so SAG, it's great being SAG.
And look, I'm not going to, you know, necessarily like recruit or not, because honestly with the show, we're attempting to be honest, and we will be honest.
Right.
But I mean, that's also too a reality of the business. Oh, no. Hey, it's fine.
Yeah,
we're good. No, we still got our mojo. We still got our energy. I still love you, Mark. It's okay. But no, what I was going to say is that when you pointed out not being able to go to your sister's birthday, if you have children, you know, you can't make their game or their practice. We still need that support and love and understanding.
Right.
It doesn't make it easy for us to make those decisions. But when we have a commitment, our reputation is on the line, and each production has a bunch of people involved.
Right.
So if
they all depend on you,
right. If they're all dependent on you to be a piece of the team, you know, sometimes it's easier to go, listen, sis, I love you, and we'll catch up, and I'll celebrate the next time. Yeah. But I can't let 30, 20, 50, 100 people down for the commitment that I made.
Right, exactly. And then you have to, I mean, family is important.
It is very
important. Okay, family is important. It's hard to me as a director to say, I'm sorry, you know, you cannot go to your daughter's dance, okay? And at the same time, I don't want to be selfish because I have a show to do.
Right.
Okay, I have a show to do. So that's where you come in. You have to know that, okay, I have my daughter. I know what's going on this year with her, and that I can't be away. I have to be with her. You have to know all that so you can tell the director that, I'm sorry, I cannot do the show because of that. Okay? And, you know, but yet, things happen during rehearsal process that, you know, where the director, you know, it's okay, you know, take the day off and we can figure it out. Because me, for example, I like to work around actor's schedule, okay, to make it easier, because I know we have family, we have job, you know, we get sick, so I work with you. But just know that it is an inconvenience for the directors and all the actors involved. And even if you have one line in the show, and if you're not there, it's throw off everybody else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, so if people don't show up on time.
Right.
That's important.
Very, very important. So.
The most important thing is for the rest of the cast, that they know that they can count on you, that to be there.
Right.
To be at your best. Even though you've had a hard day at work, when you go on that set, you have to put all that aside and understand in the production, everybody depends on you because you're a team.
Yeah.
And when I worked with you, you develop a rapport.
Right.
If you come distracted, you won't develop that rapport.
Exactly.
On set.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing.
I tell actors, when I'm doing actors, I understand you're tired. But you can't really, you know, I mean, you can't just come in and, you know, falling asleep where we expect you to be in character. I know you're tired, but, you know, bring in your coffee or your 5 hours energy, because we need that energy. You know, so, you know, it's, you know, I was tired before I came in. I didn't sleep, but I know that, you know, and I can't just come here and be boring and just like have no energy and, you know, and talking to you guys,
right?
Because, you know, I have to be me. Forget to tired, you know. And, you know, Valentine's Day, I'm here with you guys. Dang. You guys are my dates, you know, my second. What? Am I really here on Valentine's Day?
hey, we're here too, brother. You know what? Like we said, certain sacrifices had to be
made.
That's
it. Yep, it is. No, definitely. And that's exactly what we're doing, too, because we have to support each other and help each other doing this. And I hope, you know, we've been doing this and hope to continue doing the great work you're doing there.
And we have to, you know, we'll get together, and that's part of this is to say, you know, when you are art creator and you're in the arts at any time, you know, there is a certain camaraderie. There's a certain knowledge and understanding amongst each other how hard it is to do. Let's say theoretically I have the crappiest play or the crappiest movie you ever saw. Do you know how hard it was to make the crappiest play or the crappiest movie that you ever saw?
Exactly. You know, that's what, you know, and no, seriously, because seriously. You know, that's your dream. I didn't start in this business. My first play I directed, you know, was great, but which is the same play we're doing again, Camp Logan, now, because I know it's going to be even better because I have more experience.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, and I had, you know, people who supported me, you know, when I did the first one, and there was people who didn't.
Right.
And so what I'm trying to say, when you have somebody's working hard to be successful, especially as a black man, anybody, but I'm talking for our race.
It's true.
Because
it's
we need the support to be out there.
Amen.
And you need to support them, okay, and, instead of criticize them.
Yeah.
You know, and they need that. And if you don't support them, they just going to give up.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And we'll never move forward. We'll never be anything. We'll never do anything because we didn't have any support. And I've been very fortunate to get the support in the community from all races, black and white. But because I've been working hard, I support everybody. And then, you know, I respect everybody. I respect myself. So everybody will respect you.
Yes, indeed.
Okay?
Oh, right. That's the important piece there is, you know, the respectability of how you're
exactly.
doing it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I try to tell people that when I get on set, I imagine that everybody in every demographic is going to see, hear, participate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And don't limit yourself.
Don't
by how you're presenting yourself. Present yourself in you know, the greatest way possible.
Right. No, definitely. Yeah, no, definitely big time. It's like I said earlier, it doesn't matter if you're on stage, you have no lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because sometimes your character that have no line or just one line and might be bigger than the person who's might be bigger, you know, depending on how you make it.
You
know, if you make it big, there will be somebody in the audience that's going to see that. They're going to say, oh my God, this guy has no line. You are so good. And that's how you move on. You get another call for something else.
Exactly.
If you're not directly involved in the acting portion of the production, you have to have, maybe your thing is sound. Maybe your thing is lighting.
Right.
People don't realize how important that is to a production. All those things that you think are not.
Oh my God. I am so glad you say that. I'm so glad you said, I'm so glad you say that. Almost every show that I do, I always make sure. People don't realize that to make those actors look so good on stage, there are stage managers. There's a lighting and sound designers.
Yes.
And there's, you know, there's the costume people who make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I always make sure I highlight those things and let people know. And before, like if I'm doing a show at my curtain speech, I make sure that I thank everybody involved in the show.
Mm-hmm.
You saw the last show that I did, Nice Cities. I make sure I thank the stage manager, everybody involved, because those people work hard. They need to get.
We thank all our crew, crew brothers and sisters, because you know, it's so necessary, and that's why, you know, like you said, giving them credit every time I'm on a set.
Yep.
You know, I definitely, you know, respect them
that
they're there and they're doing a great job.
And that is an art in itself, to put a gel so a certain mood is portrayed on stage.
Oh, yeah.
In a proscenium arch.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
So you're saying that there is a Beethoven of the lighting crew.
Exactly.
I really do agree.
No, yes, sure. Totally, yeah.
Costume art that what you see, the colors you see, the dress they wear, that's all an art in itself.
Right.
It helps bring out the performance. It helps bring out.
Let me tell you, actors, we can.
The art.
Actors feel it. You rehearse for a month or 2 months. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's just words. Okay. It's just words you're throwing out there. You're just working on stage. The minute you put on these great costumes and there's some sound and light that goes on, you go on that stage, totally that's when you feel like, wow, I'm doing this. Wow, I'm feeling the words better. Everything I've been saying sounds so much better.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Everything I've been saying to rehearsal sounds so much better
100%.
because of, you know, everything else that comes together, the costume, the light, and the sound. And yeah, so those things are important. There's no show without,
we appreciate it. So, I mean, as time is wrapping up, I want to say if there's like a final thought you may have to say or you want to say. I mean, you don't have to, but there's something that is a good wrap up.
I mean, you know, I just want to say, you know, it's always, coming from where I came from, mm-hmm. you know, and in this country, and I did not speak the language. Okay, I came in here in the 80s, and I knew that what my passion was, and I worked, and I had to get a job, and to support myself, to pay the rent, and help you know my family, and then to get here now with the support of, you know, friends and family that helped me to get there. And I couldn't do it myself as much as I was committed. But if I didn't have the support of, you know, friends locally and abroad, that I couldn't really be here doing this full time, getting recognized for the work that I do, that I've been doing, and then and continue doing. And it's very important. And because I'm putting out their stories that you never heard before, you didn't learn when you were in school, mm-hmm. and I'm all about educating, and I'm big in diversity, and I just wanna, you know, thank all, you know, who's been supporting and helping and to make this happen. And I just want to thank Brother Jermaine that you called me for his movies, and being here on his, you know, podcast, and I really appreciate that. And the final thing, please, if this little Haitian boy can do it, and then I'm making it, and it's working, I'm working hard, you all can do it too, okay? And if you want to talk and see how I did it, you know, and I know that I get to where I am now, and I know that I've come a long way, and you call me, we'll talk, and I'll help you. I'll decide how to make the next step. So thank you, and for all who've been supporting me, and thank you for bringing me here. And you know, it's all good, it's all great, and it's gonna be even better.
It's gonna be even better, like he said. It's gonna be even better. It's 2020.
It's right.
We're making moves.
Right.
Our stories are being told. They're being filmed, and you know, on behalf, you know, of Mark and I and Super Art Creator Talk, we thank you so much.
And thank you, Mark, man. Thank you, Mark, it was great working with you. And I hope we get to do more of that, man. Yeah.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Super Art Creator Talk. Spread the word, and we'll catch you on the next episode.